This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد يقول الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وكلًا نقص عليك من أنباء الرسل ما نثبت به فؤادك وجاءك في هذه الحق وموعظة وذكرى للمؤمنين يقول الله تبارك وتعالى في الحديث القدسي أنا عند ظن عبدي بي إن خيرا فخير وإن شرا فشر صدق الله العظيم وصدق نبيه الكريم Honorable ulama, respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a hadith al-Qudsi mentions, أنا عند ظن عبدي بي, I treat my servants according to their expectations from me. In khayran fa khayr. If they entertain good thoughts about me, then I treat them accordingly. Wa in sharran fa shar. And if they have negative thoughts about me, then that's how I react towards them also. This is a very fundamental principle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has outlined in this hadith. That I treat each of you according to your expectation from me. If you have good thoughts about me, if you have hope in me, then I will treat you with hope also. I will respond accordingly. And on the flip side of the coin, if you have negative thoughts about me, then that's how I will treat you. Now let's try to understand this in our lives. Alhamdulillah, when things are going our way, when things come to fruition, when things materialize according to how we want them to materialize, we are happy. We entertain good thoughts about Allah. No, alhamdulillah, Allah is kind to me. Allah is gracious to me. Allah has blessed me with so much. He has given me a car. He has given me a home. He has given me a wife. He has given me children. Alhamdulillah, Allah is kind to me. I couldn't ask for anything better. But the challenge comes. The test comes when things don't go the way we want them to go. When our plans fail. When things occur unexpected, then it is at that time Allah tests us. That what kind of thoughts are you going to entertain with regards to me? Suppose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away a beautiful child from your life in his or her infancy. What kind of thoughts are you going to entertain with regards to Allah? Are you going to say, رَضِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّهِ وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ, are you going to say that I submit to the will of Allah? Or are you going to say, why my son? Why did Allah choose my son? I mean, after all what I've been through, why did Allah find me only? Are these the thoughts that you are going to entertain with regards to Allah? Or are you going to say, رَضِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّهِ, I accept Allah and I'm happy with His decree. What kind of thoughts? You've studied, you've got your majors, you've got your degree, you've got your honors, you've did everything what you have to do, and now you are waiting without a job. What kind of thoughts are you going to entertain with regards to Allah? That life is so unfair. I'm doing whatever I have to do and yet nothing is coming to fruition. What kind of thoughts are you going to entertain with regards to Allah? Allah is going to test you in your marriage. Allah is going to test you in your business. Allah is going to test you in your social circle. Allah is going to test you in every sphere of life. It is at that juncture you need to ask yourself, how am I responding to the situation? So, brothers, we need to entertain good thoughts with regards to Allah, even when things fail us. And let's look at the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. وَكُلَّا نَقُصَّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلِ مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. Allah says, we share with you examples, and we share with you stories of the pious and the people of the past and the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam to strengthen your iman, so that you may also pick up from their lives, and you may also understand that just as you are going through these troubles in life, you also need to learn from their lives. Here you have Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah tells Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, take my servant, the Bani Israel, and leave Misr and Egypt. Fir'aun will follow you. فَأَسْرِ بِعِبَادِ لَيْلًا. Take my servants and take them out of Egypt. Fir'aun will follow you. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam leaves Egypt. Fir'aun gets the news that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam has escaped, and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam has fled with Bani Israel. He becomes angry. He is furious. And so he gives chase. They reach a point, and I want you to understand this, subhanAllah. They reach a point where the ocean is in front of them, and behind them is the army of Fir'aun. There's two scenarios here. The first scenario is of that of the Bani Israel, and look at their response. And then the second scenario of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and how he responds in a situation like this. قَالَ أَصْحَابُ مُوسَىٰ إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ. Bani Israel, they respond, they said, oh Musa, you brought us into destruction. In front of us is the ocean, and behind us is Fir'aun. You have destroyed us. You have destroyed us, oh Musa. This is the response of Bani Israel in a difficult situation. And look at the response of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, Kalla. إِنَّ مَعِيَ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ. Never. Allah is with me. Allah is with me, and He will never let me down. He will guide me. Allah opened the ocean, let Bani Israel pass, and destroyed Fir'aun. Here is a catch-22 situation. And this is where we will be tested in life, where everything around us apparently will fail us. But it is at that moment Allah will see which response you will choose. The response of Bani Israel, Inna lamudrakun, or you're going to say, Kalla inna ma'ya rabbi sayahdeen. No, Allah is going to guide me, of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Which response you're going to give? A Nabi of Allah always entertains good hopes. He always entertains good thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is his fitrah, this is his quality, his inherent nature. The ocean on one side, Fir'aun on one side, and the army is behind them, and they are trapped in the middle. We will also be trapped in the middle, from surrounded by all difficult situations in our lives. We need to entertain good thoughts with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If my servant has good thoughts about me, I will respond accordingly. Then in your troubles also Allah will help you. Then in your problems also Allah will assist you. Look at the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, another great lady in Islam, subhanallah. We know that Fir'aun decreed that every child in Bani Israel is to be slaughtered. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي. O mother of Musa, don't worry. When you fear, When you fear with regards to your baby, put him in the river, put him in the flowing stream, and put your trust in Allah. Now here you have a mother. How do you entrust your baby to the stream, to the river, to the flowing water? How? This is the test of iman. But look at her iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She entertains good thoughts about Allah. She did not say, "Oh Allah, send one angel, take my baby and put him in a safe place." Entertaining good thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She complied. Later on, this baby was given shelter and protection in the enemy's home. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him an upbringing in the home of Fir'aun and made him a Nabi. This is the result of entertaining good thoughts with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He, along with his companion Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, they are in the cave. They are making hijrah to Madinatul Munawwara. And the announcement is made in Mecca, whoever finds Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dead or alive, 100 camels for him. And so the enemies became greedy. And they went out to search for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They reached the cave. Ya Allah. Abu Bakr becomes anxious. And he says, "O Nabi of Allah, if this enemy of Allah has to look down, we are gone." Here is a difficult situation. There's no other door out of the cave. There's no other mouth. There's no other opening besides the front entrance. "O Rasulullah, if this enemy of Allah has to look down, he will see us and we are finished." Look at the iman of the Nabi and entertaining good thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, "La tahzan, inna Allah ma'ana." "O Abu Bakr, don't worry. Allah is with us. Allah is with us." And how did Allah help Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? A spider spun a web on the mouth of the cave, and a pigeon laid an egg. The enemy looked inside also and he said, "No, I don't think anybody is inside here." Brothers, we need to entertain good thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we are in a difficult situation, when we are trapped in difficulty, it is at that juncture that we need to entertain good thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just as Musa alayhi salatu wa salam said, "Kalla inna ma'ya rabbi sayahdeen." And just as Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "La tahzan inna Allah ma'ana." Likewise, you and I, in our problems, in our lives, we need to also say, "Oh problems, you are not great. My Allah is greater than you. And Allah's qasam, Allah will help you. The problem will not go away, but Allah will give you the strength to get through that difficult period. Allah will become your umbrella in the rain. The rain will continue, but Allah will become your shelter. Allah will become your umbrella. Allah will give you shelter and Allah will give you protection. We will all go through problems in life. We will all see difficulty at some stage or the other, rich or poor. And no matter which race you belong to, we will all go through some sort of difficulty in our lives. But it is at that juncture that we need to entertain good thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كَمْ مِنْ فَرَجٍ بَعْدَ إِيَاسٍ قَدْ أَتَى وَكَمْ سُرُورٍ قَدْ أَتَى بَعْدَ الْأَسَى مَنْ يُحْسِنُ الظَّنَّ بِذِي الْعَرْشِ جَنَى. The poet says, it is on so many occasions when you see yourself trapped and when you see yourself surrounded by problems all over you, it is at that juncture when you lift your hands and you implore and beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah comes to the rescue and Allah helps you in mysterious ways which people cannot think about also. ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا يجعل له من أمره يسرا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب. الله أكبر. So, أنا عند ظن عبدي بي, I treat every servant according to his expectation from me. In khayran fa khayr, wa in sharran fa shar. If he entertains good thoughts about me, I will respond to him accordingly also. And if he has negative thoughts about me, then that's how I will respond. Many people in any given situation, the first thing they think is, how will it go wrong? He wants to start a business. What if it burns down? What if I run at a loss? What if things don't work out? No, a believer is not pessimistic. A believer always has hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He understands that Allah is in charge of his affairs. He entrusts his affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we should live our life with good thoughts. What dua are we taught when you go to see a sick person? Even when you're seeing and visiting a sick person, you are told to look at the brighter side, the positive side, and not the negative side. لا بأس طهور إن شاء الله. لا بأس طهور إن شاء الله. لا بأس طهور إن شاء الله. Don't worry. Don't worry. Allah is wiping out your sins. Don't worry. Allah will give you shifa. Even in a difficult situation, we are taught to look at the positive and not the negative. Shaytan threatens you. الشيطان يعدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء. He always gives you the wrong side of things. You start in a business, what if it goes wrong? So maybe I must do backdoor deals. You know, off the track deals. I'm getting married, what if it doesn't work out? Shaytan will always show you the negative side of everything in life. وَاللَّهُ يَعِدُكُمْ مَغْفِرَةً مِنْهُ وَفَضْلَهُ. And Allah will show you the brighter side. You are sick, Shaytan will say you finish. Allah will say, don't worry. It's a means of curing you. It's a means of purifying your soul. It's a means of elevating your stages in the year after. So as a believer, we always have good hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter what the circumstance and no matter what the situation may be in our life, we always entertain good hopes with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I promise you, if this is our outlook in life, then in the most difficult situation also you'll see light. And study the seerah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, and you'll see how much of solace and comfort you'll find. And the seerah of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. I end off with the words of the Quran. وَكُلَّنْ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلِ مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ وَجَاءَكَ فِي هَذِهِ الْحَقِّ وَمَوْعِظَةٌ وَذِكْرَى لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. We have narrated to you the stories of the past so that you can also take comfort in your life, and you may also understand that people before you also went through similar situations like you, and you need to respond like how the people of the past responded and reacted. May the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us an understanding. Really, the temporary loss of income, if Allah takes away some bounty out of our life, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us through anything in our life, let us be strong and let us entertain good thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ.